In today's Morning Motivator, we talk about what the lack of clarity costs you. Welcome to the Morning Motivator, where we provide you with the motivation, encouragement, and focus to start your week off in the right direction. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. And what I want to talk about today is what the lack of clarity costs you. Now, if you've been following along over at facebook.com/John C. Donahue, one of the things that we've been talking about is your why, finding out what your why is, what your passions are, figuring out how you're wired, what makes you unique and lights you up, gives you passion, gets you excited about jumping out of bed, motivates you, propels you to do all the things that you do. Now, the thing is, once you discover what your why is, the best thing you can do is start making decisions based on who you are as a person. Make sure that everything that you do is in alignment with who you are as a person and what your why is. Now, for me, because I love doing podcasting, I love doing videos, I love talking about leadership, personal development, those kind of things, starting up a hockey podcast is not something in alignment with me. Do I like hockey? Yeah, I love watching the hockey games, but I'm not passionate enough about the sport to really dig in and get to know the ins and outs of the players, the coaches, the teams, the strategy. I'm just not that deep of a hockey fan. But do I like watching the games? Absolutely. But for me, starting a podcast about that sport doesn't make sense. So it's easier for me, if someone were to ask me, to turn that down. The problem comes in when I lose clarity on who I am as a person and what I love to do. And when someone asks me a question about something that's kind of related to what I love to talk about and what I love to chat with people about. So if someone comes up to me and says, hey, I'd like to start a podcast talking about leadership development for single moms. And while I do love talking about leadership development, I'm not a single mom, so I would have a really hard time speaking to that audience. However, I do bring a lot to the table when we're talking about leadership and personal development. So you can see where it's sort of in alignment with who I am as a person, but it's not entirely linked into who I am and my why. I'm passionate about helping people get better, but I can't really speak directly to single moms because that's not in my core DNA. So when you don't have clarity on who you are, when you don't have clarity on your passion, when you don't have clarity on your why, you can start getting involved in things that maybe are great, maybe could be successful, maybe could bring more revenue into your house, into your company, but it's not the best thing. The hardest thing in the world to do is to look someone in the face when they're offering you real money to do something that would be a good opportunity if it were in 100% alignment with who you are. And as you get older, that alignment becomes much more important, because as you become older and your responsibilities increase, the consequences get bigger. When I was younger, it was easier for me to say yes to things that I wasn't completely aligned with because I didn't have a spouse, I didn't have a family, I didn't have a mortgage. I could recover quickly from mistakes that I made. But as I get older, it's more and more important for me to be crystal clear about who I am and why I do the things that I do. So as you start going through your day and opportunities present themselves, make sure that you're crystal clear on who you are and why you do the things that you do. So when an opportunity presents itself that doesn't actually align completely with who you are, you're going to be saving yourself time, you're going to be saving yourself money, but you're also going to be saving yourself some frustration. You're also going to be saving yourself the possibility of having to recover from a failure. When you have that 100% crystal clear clarity on who you are and what your why is, it will bring you much more success, and it will give you the discipline that you need to say no to those opportunities when they arise that might not be the best for you, your company, your business, or your family. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. And if you would, please go to iTunes and leave a review and let me know what you thought of the podcast. Also, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can visit johncdonahue.com. I hope that you have an incredible day, and make sure that you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.